You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Guys, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Let's Be Real podcast. I can't believe that it is mid-December. I was at lunch with a friend today, and then I realized, oh my goodness, next month is 2022, which quite literally freaked me out. So I don't know if you guys have come to that realization yet, but there you go. Anyways, this week is such a incredible and full circle episode because one of my closest friends, Olivia Sanabia, is my guest. Now, you may know her from Amazon's Just Add Magic or Disney Channel's Cooping Cammy, but she is genuinely one of the most talented, hardworking, and driven people I know. And I love this episode, and I hope you do too. Olivia, this is super exciting. Okay, everybody, the Olivia Sanabia is this week's guest on my podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm so honored to be here.
Okay, can I tell you why this is so crazy? The first time we met was, not a lot of people know, I met Olivia when I was interviewing her on a red carpet for BeautyCon LA in 2018.
Yep.
And we found this video a few months ago. And the first time we met, we shook hands. So why did we shake hands?
It was awkward. We were professionals, right?
Yeah. But it's just weird because Olivia and I have become very close friends since. Mm-hmm. We've developed a friendship, which was kind of out of nowhere.
It was out of nowhere,
but I think it's so awesome. And now here we are.
We're here. I'm so excited to be here, you guys. I'm such a fan of Let's Be Real, and I'm honored to be here today.
Olivia has been one of the only people in my life, one of my friends besides like my family, that has truly supported me through this. I remember when I was working on the pitch deck for the podcast. I told her when I got the pilot. I remember we were walking around the Grove.
Yes.
And you've been one of the people because you get it. You get how much work goes into it. And I've just always really appreciated that. And just our friendship. We were friends, but I think the pandemic a little bit.
It brought us together.
It did. We FaceTimed.
Over FaceTime.
Yeah. We've had a long distance friendship, mainly over FaceTime.
Yeah. I mean, we've lived on separate sides of the country for the majority of our friendship.
Yes.
And it's just crazy that it's become such a close friendship because we've seen each other like not as many times to equal how close we are.
Max 10 times, if that.
Oh, yeah.
Max.
Maybe. I know. Isn't that sad?
That's weird.
I know.
I don't like thinking about that.
But we FaceTime more than I've ever FaceTimed anybody else in my life.
Really?
Yes.
We FaceTime at least, if it goes 2 weeks, that's a lot. That's like a
long
time.
Yeah, that's true. You brought me out of my shell because like before our friendship, I didn't like FaceTime. I like to have like
really?
Phone calls and yes, totally. I was always like, no, I don't like FaceTime. It's weird. It feels awkward until you really brought me out of my shell. And I was like, you know what? I just got an amazing friendship over FaceTime.
I love that.
Yeah.
I remember, so I interviewed BeautyCon LA. It was, I don't know, we need to find that interview. That'd be so funny to watch. But then I remember I was doing a piece for Radio Disney and you were on the Disney show Coop and Cammy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing like a behind the scenes and it was a few days later. And I remember you remembered me from the interview.
Yes.
And then we exchanged numbers.
Uh-huh.
And then I
complimented your camera. Remember that?
You did. I remember that. And then I remember a few months later, found out you were in New York and I DM'd you randomly. I was like, hey, like, want to see a Broadway show?
Yeah.
We saw Mean Girls.
And it was amazing.
You got dinner.
I know.
And that's how I think it all started.
And we barely knew each other. I was out in New York. And when Sammy reached out, I was like, oh my gosh.
I was really nervous to reach out because it was when I was in high school, right when I was going through all that shit that was terrible.
Right.
And I was like, okay, let me try and just put myself out there mm-hmm. and meet some new people. And I remember DMing you. I was like, okay, we'll see what happens.
Right. And at the time, like I needed some more friendships in my life. And so when you reached out, honestly, I was so excited. And you know, when you're on vacation somewhere, you don't like, or I guess it was maybe more of a work trip. You don't expect to like, I don't know, hang out with people that
you don't know
there.
Yeah.
But we had so much fun. We hit it off that night.
It was weird. That was our first, like, I remember you coming in the restaurant because we got dinner before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like we'd known each other for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I remember us both being like, wait, this is a little odd how comfortable this is.
It was a little weird because, mm-hmm. like you said, we'd only met each other in a work setting 2 times before. We'd
yeah.
Never
and they were
out.
Very short.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's so weird when you think
like,
about it.
We have the weirdest friendship development story ever.
And then we have what, 3 years now?
Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy. I remember when I saw you, because like I said, I was on set. It was so interesting to see your work ethic and see how sets go. And what people don't realize, like Disney especially, it's very glamorized.
Right.
But it's a set is a lot of hurry up and wait, which is
yes,
people don't talk about.
Right. And I think when you're, it's more waiting when you're an adult, but when you're a kid, it's a lot of schoolwork. You know, I was still in school. I mean, I'm 18 now, but I was still in school when I was filming Coop and Cammy. So you're not working, you're doing school in the classroom. So I know it's crazy, but I think that's like the question people always have is like, how do you balance school and work life? You have to, like,
you have,
you know,
legally, you have
legally.
To.
Yeah.
So what would you say a average day on set was like for you?
Well, we kind of had a weekly schedule because it was a multi-cam show. So that is kind of like a set schedule every week. So Monday, we had a table read in school. And then Tuesday, we rehearsed all day and did school. And then Wednesday, we rehearsed again. And we had what's called a network run through, where we would do the whole show as like a play for the network. And they would come and do notes and make revisions. And then Thursday and Friday, we would film. And we didn't get much schoolwork done on Thursday and Friday. We banked it all on the 3 days beforehand. So
that's crazy to think about your schedule. What was that like? Do you feel like, because I know we've talked about this, I've always felt older than my actual age.
Oh, yes.
I know you have too. But what have you ever felt any resentment from not being able to have that, whatever the normal experience mm-hmm. is? Or is it you just, are you just kind of like me where it's like, I've always kind of not really jived with that?
Oh my gosh. Exactly. I think that's why we get along so well is because we have that in common. I've always felt a lot older than I am. I've always felt like an adult trapped inside a kid's body. I think I never had any resentment towards not having like a typical childhood or going to regular school. I, to be honest, never really desired it.
Yeah.
I didn't love it. I went to public school and I didn't love it. That's being so honest. And I think certain things, I was never sad about not having a prom or not having a regular graduation or those things. In my own head, I realized that I was having just different experiences. I didn't feel like I was losing out on anything. I was just having a different experience.
You were having so many life experiences,
right?
Too.
Right. And it is an adult world, an adult business. So I'm glad that I've kind of felt like an old soul all my life because it kind of prepared me for being in an adult business. But no, I honestly am so happy with like not having that traditional childhood. I don't feel like I missed out.
And, you know, it's really interesting because in our friendship, we don't really talk about work, really. Mm-hmm. We just talk about
whatever.
We talk about everything. But how long have you been working for?
I became an actress when I was 7 years old. So I've been in this business for 11 years.
Okay, so from 7 to 11, what were you working on? Was it just show appearances, commercials, auditions, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I just kind of, when I was 7, which is like such a little age, I just hit the ground running with like commercials and I trained. I was really adamant about training. I still am. I think like the best thing anybody can do as an actor is train, like know your stuff, know your craft, fall in love with your craft, you know.
You gotta love it. You don't want to just, and we're in such a time where so many people are going into acting without the love of it, but just as a money grab in a way.
Yes, yeah.
That it's very refreshing to see you hustle. You really do because you love your craft.
Thank you. I love my craft. I love acting. And I think I fell in love with it through studying and working with different acting coaches and being in class consistently. That's how I fell in love with it. And that's what gave me the ability to be resilient through the rejection of this business because I love it so much. I love it. It's my passion. I couldn't do life without it. So I think you really have to love it. And I was grateful for that time of doing commercials and auditioning a ton when I was like you said, 7 to 11 and making co-star, guest star appearances and training. And that's what I was doing. And then when Just Add Magic happened, life was completely different.
Uh-huh.
Just Add Magic happened. I started filming it when I was 11.
Okay.
11 to 15, I think. Yeah.
What about acting do you love?
I always think about this and I think it's living through other people. Like as humans, we get one life. And we only get to live through our eyes. And I think in acting, I get to live through the lens of so many different people and I feel like I have different life experiences through the characters I've lived through, honestly.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thanks. And to affect people. I used to go into the movie theater and just be so deeply affected by movies. I mean, I still am. But even as a kid, like the reason I became an actress is because I went to the movie theater and I saw a movie called Ramona and Beezus.
Oh my God, you know, we talked about this.
Yes.
Remember when she ran away?
Oh my gosh, of course I do.
Oh my God, I cried. Traumatizing.
Yes. That song, the Taylor Swift song, the I don't know.
She's walking up the hill by herself. Oof, it's hard.
I know. And she brings her mom puts the bowling ball in her backpack because she doesn't want her to leave and she knows it's going to get too heavy for her to carry. Yeah, I know this movie. like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
And I think I was so deeply affected by everything I watched and I just wanted to make people feel. And that's... those are the two things about acting that I love so much. And then you later when you in your acting career, you fall in love with the set environment and working with the crew. But first, you have to love acting because it's the bones of the career, you know?
Yeah. Would you say we are in such a divisive world right now where it feels like there's more hate than love? Do you think by being an actor and getting to go into different characters has made you more of an empathetic person?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it teaches you to be a lot less judgmental. You know what I mean? I think when you do so much research about a character, like I've done, you know, a lot of research, whether it was for auditions or for roles on, you know, different subjects, like different diseases and things like that, that the character might have. And I think it just teaches you that everybody has a different story to tell and that everybody struggles. And yeah, absolutely. It makes me more empathetic. I think you kind of have to be if you're going to be an actor.
But that's also a great tool that you have just in life now.
Yeah.
To be able to see something on the surface and then kind of reevaluate, like, is this all there is to it or is it a deeper issue?
Oh, yeah, totally. Because we only see people we know. We only see the life that they choose to show us. So I think when you get to dive deep into a character, you get to see all the stuff that you only know of yourself, you know, all the private moments and all the things they say to themselves. And when you dive into a character, you have to see all of that, how they interact with other people, how they interact with when they're by themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say? I think we've talked about on the podcast a lot the highlight reel of social media.
Yes.
And I know you know how it's affected me a lot and how I've had to just delete the app.
Oh, yeah.
Quite so many times. What would you say the biggest misconception about you is?
Oh, my gosh, Sammy, with the hard-hitting questions. Okay, I think on a lighter note, I think I'm a lot goofier than people see. I mean, I think I'm funnier than people see.
I agree with that. Right? I really do.
Maybe? I don't know.
No, I agree with that. I absolutely do.
I'm not saying like, ooh, I'm funny, but no, I just mean that I think I'm a little more relaxed. I'm super chill.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm very reserved. I'm not...
I feel like I know a misconception about you that people don't know.
Go for it. No, I want to know this.
I did not realize how big of a Twilight fan Olivia was.
Oh.
I haven't seen the Twilights yet.
I know.
We need to make that happen. We've been talking about it.
I am honored that you've just given me a platform to discuss my Twilight addiction. You're right. I do.
Do people know about this?
I mean, like I do post like on the anniversary of when I can't even say it. I do post, you know, the anniversary of when Twilight came out.
Okay.
If anybody wants to know, I'm obviously Team Edward. I've posted a couple TikToks. I do have Bella's engagement ring.
That's like me. I think your obsession of Twilight is like similar to my obsession with High School Musical. Like I used to have the T and Troy necklace.
Of course. Oh, I always wanted that.
Right? Oh my goodness. If Zach put it on me. Ooh.
Yeah, that was what I really wanted. But
I mean,
you know,
who wouldn't?
The necklace too.
Was there some, because I haven't seen the movies, was there some equivalent that Edward did that you would want Robert Patterson to do?
I mean, there's so much. I know
like
so
if he
many.
Bites you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is that what vampires do?
Well, no. This is when I wish that you've seen the movies with me, Sammy, because the whole premise is that he's reluctant to bite her. He doesn't want to change her into a vampire. And yeah, so I think I love all the quotes from I love all the quotes from the movies. Like, and so the lion fell in love with the lamb. And
okay.
Then, like, yeah, all there's so much good stuff. And then there's like this thing about spider monkey and there's a lot of good
quotes. These are all foreign things to me, but we really need to make it happen. Like we do like a movie marathon.
Yeah. I'll tell you now what my favorite, I bet people are going to agree. My favorite is Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Okay.
So that's the fourth movie.
Mm.
You're in for a
is
long
that the first one we're
going
to watch or are we going chronologically?
No. We must go chronologically.
Okay. How many movies are there?
There's five.
Five?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like something I can share with you from the movies that
I don't want to know. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay, fair enough.
I want it to be a surprise. If they did like a Twilight reboot, would you be into that or are you kind of sick of reboots? Because I feel like I'm a little sick of reboots. But if they ask you to be like, Olivia, do you want to be in a Twilight reboot?
I mean, I get where you're coming from with the reboot thing, but no, I would be in to do a Twilight reboot all the way.
Would you say that's your dream character?
Yeah, that's like my funny dream one.
Okay, what about like actual dream?
Real dream ones? I guess, I mean, I would love to play Juliet in some adaptation of Romeo and Juliet.
You're obsessed with Shakespeare too. I forgot about that.
I am. The obsession is real. Yeah.
You have a song called Stars Cross.
I do. Very much so inspired by Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. I've seen basically every movie adaptation there is.
Really?
Yes. You want to know my favorite is?
Of course.
Have you seen the Baz Luhrmann one?
No.
With Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes?
I might have. I might have in school, actually.
Yeah. People make you watch it in school, but I saw that movie for school, actually. I was supposed to watch one of the versions, and I fell in love with it.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He is my favorite actor. I think he's
a
genius. Yeah, I think he's a genius. I love him. Of course, young Leo has my heart.
I mean, young Leo is young Leo.
But like as an actor, he to me is a genius.
Are you more of a visual person?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, because when I like study for tests, before I take the test and I'm studying and I look in a book, like in the textbook, I'll remember like the location of the paragraph of the word. But I won't remember every detail. I'll just remember that whatever information I'm looking for was near that location. That sometimes like clues you in.
Do you have a
photographic memory?
Photographic memory.
I think maybe like a little.
How did your test go last night?
Oh, it went well. It went well.
You guys, Olivia is a sophomore in college, which I was not. She's just cranking through these classes.
Thank you. Yeah, it was my last psychology test. So that was really a great feeling. I'm done with that.
Okay, let's transition from psychology to mental health. But first, we have to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about that. I want to hear more about your music. And I know you have some crazy red carpet stories, so let's get into those and so much more. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
And we're back. Mental health can be especially tough for so many this time of year. How is your mental health?
It's pretty good.
Good.
It's pretty good. This time of year is really good for me.
You love this time of year so much.
I do. I do. Honestly, like there's just something inside me that like gets an immense amount of joy from it just being the holiday time.
I remember in August, you're like, I'm so excited for the holidays. I was like, slow down.
I know. Yeah, I know. Basically, I just try and get through Thanksgiving and Halloween. No, I'm just kidding. I love those too, but the goal of the year is to get to Christmas.
Okay, what about after Christmas?
After Christmas, I love a new year. I love a fresh start.
You're right. And then you have Valentine's Day.
Right?
Always makes me a little depressed because every year I'm like, oh, maybe next year. And then it just never comes around.
We're young. We're young, Sammy.
We really are. We can be each other's Valentine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We need to do our holiday.
I know. I have every your present in the car.
Stop it. Okay. Yeah. Mine hasn't come yet. It's ordered, though. So I will ship it to your house. But every, like, for the past 2 years, Olivia and I have been doing this gift swap where we send each other, like a
holiday presents.
Like, holiday presents. And it's so much fun. Like, it's I love getting creative with it.
I know. Last year, because, I mean, we obviously weren't together, so we sent each other these, like, boxes.
You decorated it, too?
It was so fun. I had so much fun putting it together.
I know. I have written notes. I haven't told you this, Olivia. Over FaceTime for, like, the past 8 months, anytime you say something, I write it down in my notes section. I do this for, like, people close to my life.
What?
So I, like, remember these things so that for the gift I can kind of put it together, these, like, little things you've said in the past.
That's genius. Yes, I think I remember you did that because Sammy is an excellent gift giver.
That's like a little fun fact people don't really know.
Excellent. Like, so good. Last year, you were telling me everything you were getting for your family, and I was amazed.
Oh, yeah. Didn't I tell you to get your sibling to adopt the...
Yes.
Like, or to get the star?
Yes. Or no, you told me to get them to adopt, like, an animal online.
Oh, yeah. And then it gives donation to
wildlife.
Yeah. I remember that. That was like, that was a good idea on my part.
Great idea, and I totally ended up using it. I mean, guys, Sammy, for your gift giving needs.
You know what? I say Olivia should make a cookbook, and I do a gift giving book, and then we can, like, bundle it.
That sounds great.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. A cookbook / gift giving guide, like, all in one book.
Is this, like, a perfect idea?
I think it is.
You can self publish on Amazon.
Okay. Let's do it.
I mean, it's so weird to me that it's almost 2022.
Oh, I know.
It's like we're coming to the end of season 3.
I know, guys. I'm such a fan. Hasn't it been an amazing season?
Oh my God, Olivia.
Honestly, this has been my favorite season. I loved them all, but this has been my favorite.
Really?
Yes, totally.
See, Olivia has been one of the
OG listeners.
OG, but I have been... Sometimes it can be very overwhelming to do the podcast while being in school.
Of course.
And Olivia has just always, like, whenever I get stressed, she's like, no, like, you're doing it, like, you're doing a great job. And your support has just always literally meant so much.
Same. Thank you, Sammy. I mean, Sammy is maybe the most supportive person that I've ever met. Like, she's always cheering me on. And I always say this, Sammy's the definition of a true friend. So I'm lucky.
I love our friendship.
I know, me too.
It came out of the most random place, too.
It did.
Is this your first podcast?
I think it might be.
Podcast
virginity.
Oh,
my gosh. My debut.
Your debut. What's a question you've never been asked before that you're like, oh, I wish someone would ask me this?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Because I was doing, by the way, it's very weird to do research on your friend. I was trying to be prepared, but then I was like, you know what? I don't really know how much I can do this because it's weird because, like, so I know you personally.
Uh-huh.
And it's very interesting to see the way, like, the media, like, I see that you've done these interviews. It's very much these surface level, like, how's it going? And, you know, talk about this and very much surface level stuff. Do you ever wish during those conversations, people would, I don't want to say treat you more human, but ask more questions that weren't just about promoting a project?
Yes. I mean, I totally understand where people are coming from.
Of course,
from.
It's a business.
Right, of course.
But as a human.
Yes. I think when I listen to your podcast, it does feel so human and so authentic that it makes me more aware of the way I answer questions, more aware
of... Like less media trained, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is a time and a place for that,
of course.
But I think your approach to your podcast is so real and true to yourself and honest. And honestly, it's given me a new perspective on the way you interview people, the way people respond to you when you interview them. Like, I feel like you have this way of opening people up just naturally.
That's so nice.
It's true. Like, it's all so conversational, and that's why I always tell Sammy she has such a gift for it. And it's just, you feel relaxed when you're with her because interviews are scary sometimes.
When on the few times I've been on the other side, I feel weird.
Right?
Because it's like you don't have control over what people are saying.
Totally. I've been asked some weird questions before.
What's the weirdest question you've been asked?
I think I may have told you this once before. I was on a red carpet and like, it made sense kind of.
Okay.
But I was asked if you were to have a dinosaur rock star, what would be its name?
Hmm.
It was at a premiere.
Was it like a dinosaur movie?
It was. But still, okay. I honestly, I came up with the worst response.
What was, I think everybody would.
My brain just, I couldn't think at all. I was like, well, what would be a dinosaur rock star name? And I think I said like T-Rexana or something, like to do a play on Rihanna. I have no idea. I was also like 11.
Or Nirvana. It could have been Nirvana.
Yeah, right.
That could have gone either way.
Right. So true.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that a weird question?
What is it like being on a carpet? Because I used to cover them for Radio Disney. Yeah. And they were so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Just being there. And I can't imagine on the other side, because it looks very glamorous when you see the Instagram photos. But it's kind of chaos. And I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Oh, it's so chaotic. I think...
Is it not stressful?
It is stressful sometimes. I think... If you're feeling great and you feel your best and you feel like you look your best, it's fun. I think if you can get out there and just like have a good time with it, then it's fun. But other times it gets super chaotic and
people yelling your name.
Right. And weird interview questions like that one that make you have to think really hard. But for the most part, I really enjoy it. I think if you do too many in a row, it gets exhausting. But I don't want to take it for granted because it's so fun.
There's one dress she wore at one specific time that I always tell her. It was the Dumbo premiere dress.
Thank you.
I remember when I saw that, I was like,
that one I love.
Olivia popped off.
Thank you. No, I did love that.
For those who don't, it was like a ball gown.
It was a strapless ball gown that like went to like a little below my knee. So it went out far, but it didn't go to like the floor.
But it was very poofy.
It was very, very poofy, but that was the coolest premiere ever.
Really?
I saw Angelina Jolie there.
Stop it.
Yes, she was.
Who have you fangirled over?
Oh, her for sure, because she pulled aside one of my castmates from Coop and Cammy and told him that their family watches our show. Isn't that the craziest thing ever? I freaked out. And that was a fangirl moment. I met Tori Kelly.
Oh my goodness.
On the red carpet. And started crying. And I don't do that. And I think I was just overwhelmed because she's been such a light in my life and her music really speaks to me.
I know that feeling all too well.
Right? It just, I was like, where are these tears coming from?
It's like you can't help it. And you know, like when you're in the industry, like I don't get fangirled over often because like everyone's human, you know?
Right.
But like there's, I'd say, three people that I would actually possibly lose my shit over.
Okay, tell me.
Lynn.
Well, of course.
Talked about multiple times. We're like still manifesting.
Yes.
Michelle Obama and Oprah.
Oh, great picks.
Like, I know they're human, but they're so...
Those are like answers to who would you want to have lunch with,
like
dead or alive, that kind of question. That's good. Those are good names.
It's just, I don't know if I'd fangirl over them, but more so over their brilliance.
Of course. Of course. And what they've done.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
Something that I really want to talk about is Olivia has the most beautiful voice.
Oh my gosh. Thank
She'll
you,
post
Sam.
These like covers on TikTok and I'll text her. I'll be like, Olivia, see, that was so good.
Supportive friend Sammy, always cheering me on.
No, but every time my mind is just blown. Like, I know you have a beautiful voice, but it's just like, you did Eleanor Rigby and I was like, oh my goodness.
Thank you.
She popped off.
Thank you so much.
What are your thoughts on TikTok? Because you want to know something really interesting?
Yes.
So I haven't been on TikTok much.
Okay.
And I've noticed.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know I shouldn't be proud of that, but I am.
No, that is something to be proud of.
My time span has gotten, like, time attention span
uh-huh.
has increased so much. Watching YouTube videos when I was on TikTok felt too long.
Yes.
And ever since I've been off, I can, like, my attention span is so much longer.
Ever since you've been off of
TikTok?
Ever
since I've been off TikTok.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad for the attention span. I know. I find myself like not being able to sit through certain things now. I'm like, I need to retrain my mind.
It's really rough. I saw this. Olivia knows I'm obsessed with the news. But I saw this thing where the CEO of Instagram was asked questions because, you know, studies came out about how Instagram can be like negatively affect teen girls, like mental health and body
right.
image. And there definitely should be legislation. I don't know if you saw the social dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting, especially like on a large scale, because you have a pretty substantial amount of followers. How have you navigated that with also staying present and sane and not compare yourself? Because it's so easy to, like we said, people just post a highlight reel.
Oh my gosh. It's really tough. I definitely struggle through that of trying not to compare. And I think gratitude is the best way to combat comparison. But I mean, that doesn't always happen.
Like, yeah, it's hard.
It's hard. Yeah, it's a daily thing that you constantly have to remind yourself. You have to consistently say, hey, you know what? I'm going to try and just be grateful for what I have and try not to compare. But like I said, like that doesn't always
work sometimes.
No, and it's hard. And you have to consistently try and do that. But I think also a great way to not deal with those things or to kind of lessen the pain is to try and get off of it. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard. Like, believe me, I'm on it all the time, more than I should be. But I think that's one guaranteed way to kind of get rid of those pressures is to try and do other things. And when I found other hobbies and dove further into my work, I feel better. You know what I mean?
Like more assured within yourself.
For sure. Yeah. And I think gratitude also means reminding yourself of like positive affirmations about yourself. Like, hey, I'm grateful that I do this and I'm kind to people or whatever. You know, those kind of things.
Yeah, I've been trying to work on that. Olivia, I was showing her.
I know what you're about to say.
Last night we were FaceTiming and I showed her the final project I did for my class that I directed. Mm-hmm. And Olivia gave me a very nice compliment and I immediately rejected it.
She shut me down.
And then you were like, we need to work on this. And I was like, you're right.
Well, but like, I feel like it's not just you. Everybody struggles with trying to be proud of their own work and you work so hard. And I can clearly see that you should be proud. But of course, when it comes to talking about yourself.
I think we're all our own worst critic.
Yes.
Like, I can be so mean to myself.
I know.
It's so bad. And I've been trying so hard to not.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that's not talked about because I go through these things of, I was talking to my cousin about this a few months back. And I was saying how, like, I am my biggest obstacle. And he said something that kind of really intrigued me. He said, well, that's kind of nice that you know how to overcome you. And if that's your biggest obstacle, then you can do that.
Wow.
And I was like, you're right, because I have the power to change that.
Totally.
Takes work.
Takes a lot of
Takes
work.
Takes a lot of work.
Daily work. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's when, even if you're mean to yourself, it's letting that go and just being easier with yourself. Because at the end of the day, we're all we have.
Absolutely. I'm definitely my own worst critic. And there's almost like some kind of relief in that sometimes where if I'm happy with something I've done, then I know that I should be proud of that because I think when you put yourself, you give yourself such high expectations and standards. When I finally am happy with something I've done or worked on, I'm like, dang, that took a lot of work to get there. Right?
Yeah.
If even I'm proud of myself. Dang, that's kind of like my barometer of that I worked really hard for that. Does that make sense? Like,
for sure.
Okay.
Do you know what's really interesting? I'm just like kind of analyzing our friendship right now. Mm-hmm. And anytime we try and like talk about the other person, we both try and like.
No, you.
Like, I'm like, tell me about this. You're like, no, but let me hear about you first. And we like don't want to talk about ourselves.
So true.
We really do that quite a lot. We need to work on that.
We do. I feel like we've gotten better since the beginning of
Definitely have. It got to the point, guys, where it was like, we like couldn't even start the conversation because we're like, no, let's talk about you. Like,
that still happens.
It does, but not nearly as much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're more comfortable just talking to each other.
True.
About ourselves more.
Yeah. And because we talk often, it's like, there's not even that much to update each other on.
No, because it's not superficial stuff.
Exactly. Most of the time. Just kidding.
Okay, we have to take one more quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about your new song, Evergreen, and your song from last year, The Train, one of my favorites. I also want to talk more about you growing up in the business, our friendship, social media, and much more. We'll be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
And we're back.
I know it's hard to accept compliments.
Oh dear.
But
oh no.
But you are truly such a hard worker and you inspire me. And for people that don't know, Olivia releases a beautiful song that she wrote herself called Evergreen. And last year she wrote and released a beautiful song called The Train, which I am obsessed with. And something that a lot of people don't know is not only did you write it, but you also made and edited the lyric video yourself. You have edited multiple things. You are for a lot of people, it's a big team that does things. Mm-hmm. Olivia does it herself.
Thanks.
And it is so inspiring because sometimes we can all get trapped in our own head of thinking, well, I don't have this, so I can't do it. Mm-hmm. But you are also a true definition of, if you want to do something, just do it yourself.
Thank you.
And that's really hard to do, to start something and put yourself out there. But I just want to say that. And I think your song Evergreen is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'm so proud of you for, you did the cover art. You did the lyric music video. And I just want to acknowledge that because you work so hard.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you're saying thank you.
You're so,
Good job, Olivia.
No, I really do appreciate that. Like, if I want to be, you know, one thing as an actor, aside from hopefully being a good actor, I want to be just hardworking. So I really appreciate that. I think that's maybe a misconception as well. Like, yes, I'm an independent artist and I do most of it myself. I wrote the song. I had an amazing producer who produced it for me, Isaac. And yeah, you're right. It was a lot of work, but
it's a lot of work.
That means a lot. Thank you. Sammy has always been so supportive of my music. I sent her my new song, Evergreen, before it came out because she wanted to hear it. And I was like,
I was having a bad day and I was telling you about it. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to send you this. I won't. You can't show it anyone.
Yeah. And, okay. And Sammy knows I'm like super.
She
like,
won't send anything. And, yeah. Uh-huh. She won't. Yeah. Until like you're like, we were both perfectionists. So yes. Unless it's like to our standards.
Correct. Yeah. If I'm like, I don't know, I think a couple things need to be changed, then I won't show it. But Sammy was in need of a little bit of distraction that day. So I was like, you know what? Here you go. Here you go.
Here you go. Just listen to it.
Take it. But that's really kind. Thank you, Sammy. I mean, this girl right here. Can I brag on you for a second? Okay, yes. I'm not going to get your permission.
Oh. It's okay. Then,
I mean, you guys listen. You guys know what an incredible podcast this is. And I always say that Sammy's a visionary. I think she has such a view of how she can contribute to the world and how she can contribute to people our age and helping them have a voice and helping stand up for people. I think she has such a clear vision of how to be an authentic person. I just think she's incredible. She's an amazing friend. Anybody that is lucky enough to be her friend knows that. And I'm just very grateful for you. She's incredible. Meanwhile, she's also a student. And
so are you.
So I, okay, but like, you're incredible. I just am very grateful.
This is what our FaceTimes are like a lot of the time. We'll try and compliment each other and just be like,
stop. Yeah. No, I'm complimenting you now. Yeah, that's basically the conversations.
We've talked about this, but just like being in a young person in the industry, especially that's so male dominated, mm-hmm. it's so hard to find like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And I'm so beyond grateful because our friendship formed so naturally. It wasn't forced. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've also just been there for each other in a weird way, even if it's just over FaceTime.
Right. And we have like not the same career, but we understand what the other person is doing and going through, and because they are so similar.
That's been super helpful, I will say, because not a lot of people know the process of pitching a show, of hoping to get renewed, to do all of that.
Yeah, waiting to hear on the next season.
Waiting to hear on the next season for each episode. And I think you've been a very good person for me to talk to, because you've always, it's very easy to lose sight of how hard it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just very much appreciate how much you've just been like, this is an accomplishment. You need to recognize that.
Yeah. And celebrating. I think we always remind each other like, hey, this is actually an incredible thing. I think you're caught up in the moment. You don't realize that this is awesome. Yeah, definitely. Like, celebrate yourself. I think we both do good at reminding each other of that. Like, this is actually a big deal. I know you're caught up in the moment and it all might be stressful, but like, celebrate this.
Yeah.
Right?
And we got each other.
We got each other. This love fest right here.
I know. Olivia, first of all, make sure you follow Olivia on social media.
Make sure you follow Sammy as well, because she has great content. Gorgeous, gorgeous content.
That's the thing. I've been trying. I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I should post. And other times I'm like, I can't.
It's the struggle.
It's so stressful.
It's an ongoing struggle. I know.
Because you're thinking of it as a business.
Of course.
But at the same time, we're both teenage girls.
Yeah. And it's also like interacting with friends and fans is so cool. So I think when I think about it through that lens, I'm like, oh, yeah, I do want to post. I do want to share things because, I don't know, I just want to use my platform. So it is that mix of like, I don't want to post on social media, but which I totally get because social media is really,
it can be icky sometimes.
It is really icky sometimes.
You're smart because you're not on Snapchat.
I'm not. Nope.
I think that is why you are so mentally clear. I genuinely think so.
I've only heard, stories about Snap scores and all that good stuff. And when people ask for my Snapchat, I'm like, sorry.
I remember I did, like, when we went with some Mean Girls. You're like, I don't have a Snapchat. And I was like,
you thought I was so weird.
No, I didn't. I was like, this is kind of nice. I kind of like it.
Okay.
I was like, cool.
Yeah, I remember. I think, like, borrowed your phone to use the filters because back in the day when Snapchat filters were good, right? Didn't I?
Remember the dog filter?
Oh my gosh, yes. I just liked the like.
I feel like Snapchat is one of those the most unnecessary social media platforms. Like, yeah. It just does more harm than good.
I agree. Do you remember the flower crown filter?
Oh! Do you remember the unicorn when like you open your mouth like a rainbow tongue would come out?
Yes! Yes! That was
so fun! This was like 2016 mm-hmm. when it was actually like good.
Yeah.
We don't need Snapchat.
No.
Get off it.
No, it's so true. There's plenty of other social media platforms.
Exactly. Ugh. Sometimes I wish we lived in a world where there was no social media.
Oh my gosh, me too.
I feel like it'd be
all the time.
Right?
All the time.
Things were based on your talent instead of followers.
Absolutely.
Olivia and I have talked about this, but I can't imagine how frustrating it is to not get a role or to not be considered because of a lack of followers, and it's not about talent when it should be about talent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
It is.
It is. I know you know this, but like, I understand it. I understand the business side, but you know, I think actors, we're just such fragile people. We can't deal with that. We're so sensitive.
As an artist.
As an artist. Yes, I can't deal with that. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I think that, again, that's back to like the craft thing. Like, you gotta love the craft enough for all that to be worth it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Right?
If you're ever wondering what our conversations are like, this is it.
This is it.
This is it. This is our friendship in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
Go listen to Evergreen. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And Olivia, this year, finally on the podcast. I know. It's about time.
On my favorite season. And now I'm a part of it. I'm so excited.
I love that.
Is it, I want to say subscribe to your podcast. Is that what I say? Is that how you subscribe to a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody subscribe to this podcast, please.
If you
amazing.
Made it this far and leave a comment, a green emoji for
Ooh.
Evergreen.
Ooh,
that's
I love
how
it.
We'll know you've made it through.
Yeah. Let's pick a specific one, like a green, like the green tree.
How about a green tree and a green heart?
Love it. Love it. Perfect.
Olivia,
we're going to know who made it.
We're going to know. Also, if you do that, comment that both on our Instagram posts, and that's how we will also know.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. We're kind of having a little secret code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll reply to whatever comments.
Yeah, me
that.
Too. Me
okay,
too, me too.
Let's do it.
Ooh, love this.
Oh, Olivia, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Sammy. Such a pleasure to
this
be here.
This was a long time in the making.
It was.
I'm
glad
really
we
was.
Did it.
I know, me too.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of the Let's Be Real podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Olivia, I love you so dearly. And thank you so much for coming on. Stream Evergreen. She's worked so hard on it. And it's such an incredible song. And also listen to The Train. Follow her on all her social media. Instagram, Olivia Sanabia. TikTok, Olivia Sanabia. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and follow me on Instagram at @SammyJ. That's @ITSSAMMYJAYE. And I will see you guys next week.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.